We upset some people with a Beatles tribute just before we went away. Is that right, Danny?
Yeah, I've got a letter here from Rob Haler. I mean, you did do your rather stirring Beatles to come back. Mm. Very emotional.
No, it was under the bracket of some genius had held Mark Chapman's head underwater like 50 years ago when all that creep is. The Beatles could have been playing out in the Rwanda thing and we could have all sorted it out because it would have been the Beatles. So carry on, what did they say?
Well, this is Roy Haler from Angmarie in West Sussex. Mm-hmm. Writing to express my disappointment at something he did on Saturday morning show, whatever the date was, referring to the description of the Beatles reunion, the build-up that was climax with them walking on the stage.
Yeah, yeah.
And even went as far as playing a tape of someone introducing John Lennon with a crowd roaring in the background. Mm-hmm. Now, I do not want to sound like an obsessive fan hectoring you. There are other ways, Roy, of not sounding like an obsessive fan hectoring us.
I believe that was the first thing that Mark said when the NYPD turned up. I don't want to look like an obsessive fan, but...
Despite your general relevance being one reason I listened to the show, described it as emotive, and it certainly was. Throughout the whole thing, I was thinking, inverted commas here, stop it, stop it, he's dead.
Let's do it again.
He's dead.
Let's do it again.
And it ended with me bursting into tears.
Yeah, let's
do it again. I cried again when I sat down to write this.
It's not, really?
I have here, look, I just, go, Roy.
Who's it signed by?
Roy Haler.
That's not a woman's name, why is he bursting into tears?
And Roy, if you listen, I'm just rustling through my catalogue of lives, I'll send it to you, you can choose one.
Roy, just to give you a brief taster of what it was, we'll playing a bunch of Beatles records, and then quite honestly I thought, well, you know, there's the Woodstock thing going on, every 2 weeks there's some kind of, you know, a WOMED deal going down, and they're saying, let's get the Eagles are back together, but there's only one thing, there's the Beatles. If some genius had held the infant Mark Chapman's head underwater all those years ago, and John Lennon had been alive, but he had been reclusive, he hadn't recorded, but said, yeah, for the whole Rwanda thing, it's about time, and they hired Wembley Stadium, and it was just global, you can imagine. I mean, like 50, the Beatles said, we don't want no money, but they would raise like 50 billion. This is not Michael Jackson, this is not Madonna, this is the Beatles. They're going to get back together again. And so you hire Wembley Stadium and it's packed and it's night time and all day there's been a bill of people. And can you imagine, everyone all day, it's like the World Cup final, saying tonight at 8 o'clock the Beatles are going to be, and they're not seen together, helicopters arrive, there's talk and stuff, and then all of a sudden all over Wembley Stadium the lights went down and the place would start going nuts, millions of flashbulbs start going up, and Elton John walks onto the stage and just says,
it's our great privilege and your great privilege to see and hear John Lennon,
and the stage is still dark. And all of a sudden, there's Ringo, he's wearing a suit, flashbulb, didn't lightning up, flashbulb, da da da. George, yeah, well, we've seen George the last few years. Paul comes out, hello, hello, and you think, well, is he or isn't he? Suddenly from out the back, what do you mean? Chewing the gut, it's John Lennon, flashbulbs going everywhere, you just think, I could hardly get my breath, and two, three, four, one, two, one, two, three. No, it's the Beatles. There's a little brass section at the back, they're back. No! It's that one.